The UK's communications watchdog has set out more than 40 rules platforms must adopt, including preventing algorithms from recommending harmful content to young people. Dame Melanie Dawes is the chief executive of Ofcom and has this message to firms.
In less than a year, we will be starting enforcement action. And I would say to them, don't be at the back of the queue. Start to introduce these very practical protections for children. Over the next few years, we will see that change and we are going to drive it forward with every possible tool that we've got.
It's emerged the US has paused a shipment of bombs to Israel over concerns about an attack on the southern Gazan city of Rafah. The White House was worried about how the larger explosives could be used in an area where over a million people are seeking refuge. The Court of Appeal is due to consider whether a paranoid schizophrenic who stabbed three people to death was given a tough enough sentence. Valdo Kalakane killed Barnaby Webber, Grace O'Malley Kumar and Ian Coates in Nottingham last year. A security guard remains in hospital after being shot at Drake's mansion in Canada. The rapper has been involved in a feud with Kendrick Lamar and both have released tracks attacking the other recently. Inspector Paul Krawchuk was asked if that had anything to do with this.
I am aware of what you're talking about, but it is so early in the investigation that we don't have a motive at this time. And so I cannot comment further on that.
AstraZeneca is withdrawing its COVID-19 vaccine because of a lack of demand. The drug giant says there's a surplus of newer jabs around the world. And Ireland's first Eurovision finalist in 6 years says it's only right they win the contest. Bambi Thug got through the semi-final last night in Sweden. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Kat.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It's going to be really nice over the next couple of days. Temperature today, 19 degrees, sunny intervals and some light winds for today, which is all well and good. And that goes right the way through to the whole of the weekend as well. And it's going to be going up to about 22 degrees on Saturday and Sunday. So enjoy the weather, because on Monday it looks like you might get the rain back.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance for The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. He got me for the next couple of hours, and he did mention about George Bone, but unfortunately George has cancelled this morning. So he's not on the show today. So do apologise, because I've done all the socials and everything else. I've had to delete everything, which is a pain in the bum, because you know what? Tagging people is one of the worst jobs, especially on social media. If you tag a lot of people, you know what it's like. And because I play out songs every day, I normally tag the artist. Today, because I've had to delete everything, I've just put up a general post, so I haven't tagged anyone. So I'm sorry if you're out there listening. If I've been playing your song this week, you probably will be on today, but I'm not re-tagging everybody. I cannot do it. I cannot and will not be doing it. I've got my little bit of malt loaf with me just to see me through the show. And my hair at the moment, I was looking at my hair because, you know, I've been saying about my hair falling out. I was looking at it today, and where I've been putting lots and lots of conditioners on it, it's actually gone. It looks a little bit more like hair today. I'm quite pleased. But with my dark glasses on, I was looking at myself in the doing my video of me this morning. I thought, who do I look like? And do you remember that film Wayne's World? I look like the blonde guy in Wayne. That's what my hair's like. Like him. I was looking at myself going, I look like somebody famous. Who is it? And I went, oh my gosh, you look like that guy from Wayne's World. I can't remember what he was called, actually. You got Wayne's World. Let's have a look. Who was the other character? Let me spell character right. That's always good. Garth. That's who I look like. You know, when you suddenly think, I look like somebody famous. I thought for a split second in my head, I probably thought it was Angelina Jolie or something. But no, I look like Garth from from Wayne's World, if you remember that film. In fact, there was Mike Myers was on red carpet the other day, Plus, nobody really sees him. I think he's about 63 or something now. It might not be that old, but he's just got grey hair and just looks like an older gentleman. And everyone's like, oh my God, we're really shocked. But that's what happens in the movies, isn't it? People get older. I remember seeing like videos of Elizabeth Taylor, and in fact, we were the first station to break the story when Elizabeth Taylor passed away, and that's because I had friends in America that went, this news story's just come through, literally just come through, and then it caught up here after about, I think it was about 15 minutes, it was quite a long time, it's nothing anywhere. Watching her from... I like Elizabeth Taylor, actually. And I sometimes when you look at the videos of her when she was younger, beautiful woman. And then you go up to the point where, you know, just shortly before she died, but she was in, you know, what, she was about 80-odd. But she'd had serious illnesses all her life and stuff. And you're just watching that whole ageing process. And that used to just be for Hollywood stars. Now, all the youngsters who are being born now will see themselves age. Whereas, we, you know, my generation, I do have a kind of... There are some videos of me, and there will be some... There weren't that many pictures. I think mum and dad had 6 children, and by the time they got to me, they're a bit fed up. But I haven't got that many pictures of me as a kid. I've got a couple of school pictures. I think my sister's got a good few, but I haven't really got loads. It's only probably since social media over the last sort of 15 or 20 years that I can see myself changing as you're getting older. But kids today are just going to see themselves age in the whole, you know, process. Do you know what I noticed on the Met Gala? Last night, because I love watching the Met Gala and all the dresses. Blake Lively wasn't there. She normally looks incredible. But I just noticed how a lot of the females have all got the similar kind of face. They've all got sunken in bits, which I think is called buccal fat removal on your face. They've all got the same similar noses, which is not possible. And very... a couple of them had no movement at all in their foreheads, which is Botox or brow lifts. And these are only young women. The pressure to look good must be awful. I mean, who would want to go and stand on a red carpet? Do you know what I mean? Anyway, unless you're incredibly good looking. But they all just, some of them looked big lips, you know, little noses, big eyes, very high forehead, high, you know, brow high. Like you can see they've had work. Sad, isn't it? It's the whole thing about being young. It's just, you don't have to wear makeup. You can get out of bed. Your skin looks great, you know, most of the time, except if you've got a few pimples here, but everyone gets that. That's the whole thing, isn't it, about being young? But no, it's a sad world when everyone's having... I don't know, I keep some of these influences I follow on Instagram. And there's one particular one, and I think she's based in Essex. I've never seen a face as... manipulated in the whole of my life. She obviously likes it, and that's fine, but it's that look of like too much Botox, too much filler in your cheeks, loads of filler in your mouth. It's horrible. I don't like that, but it's up to you. Do what you like. If I could have, I've had Botox anyway, and I quite like it on me, because the girl who does it very subtle. And I do need to go again, because I get like number 11 lines, and it just makes me look really angry. When I got on my resting face, I just look incredibly upset with everybody. Well, because you're all right. And I remember my mum, I used to go, Mum, what's the matter? She goes, nothing, it's just my face. But my mum was beautiful, but she used to go, it's just my face is like that, I can't do anything about it. I was like, oh, bless you. But, yeah, anyway, should we play some music? I think we should. Let's kick off with Abby Flynn. This is all over the place at the moment. BBC Radio 1 hottest new track. I'm talking to Abby tomorrow. Can't wait. She's also on Capital Radio as well. This is Abby Flynn with Shaq and Will Atkinson with Yesterday. We were so in love just yesterday. Now you wanna go for it. You won't hear with me.
But I ain't gonna tell you what to do, you a grown man. But if you want me, I'll be a vitamin spa for day. Ginger and cinnamon, I'll be so good for you. I'll be swimming in love and waves. Tell me when you're giving in, I'll be so good for you. I'll be good for you. A little discipline, I'll be so good for you. I'll be good for you. You've been working late again. You run your body down, where does it end? I've been thinking we could spend a slow, long weekend. You ain't 19 no more, so what you doing?
I'm not.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Cut my heart about one, two times. Don't need to question the reason. I'm yours, I'm yours. I'd move the earth to lose a fight just to see a smile. Cause you got no flaws, no flaws. I'm not trying to be your part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours, all yours. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do to be totally locked up by you? What a man gotta say, what a man gotta pray to be your last good night and your first good day? So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do to be totally locked up by you? What a man gotta do, what a man gotta prove to be totally trying to be wasting time on stupid people in cheap lines. I'm sure, I'm sure. So I give $1 million just for you to grab me by the collar and knock on these doors, these doors. I'm not trying to be a part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours, I'm yours. Ooh. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do to be totally.
That noise for. I've just eaten some malt loaf. Very nice. I bought butter without any salt on it, and it's not right. I miss it. I'm eating it. I'm going, something doesn't taste quite right. It's what I'm missing, the salt. I don't know why I bought unsalted butter. I just saw it and I thought, I'll get that, because that was the only one they had. And I thought, it was a petrol station. I needed someone. I didn't want to go anywhere else. So, but they didn't have any salt. You miss it. It just tastes buttery, but not... Do you like the noise I'm making? I always want to have a go at making my own butter. It does look quite easy. I think you've got to get whole... is it cream? It is double cream, isn't it? And then you kind of like whip it up and then it separates. And then you've got your buttermilk, which you can use for making bread and cookies and things like that. Although it's probably going in the bin. And then you have to put it in a muslin cloth and then squeeze it out and then basically put salt on it. And I think that's all you have, and it's fresh butter. It sounds quite easy, and I've seen people make it and make flavoured butters. It does look nice. Don't think it works out any cheaper, does it? I don't think so. Also, people who make their own cheese, their own cheese, which doesn't last a huge amount of time because there's no preservatives in it, but it all these things, they kind of make you want to have a country kitchen. Do you know what I mean? I've got to that age now where the house, I'd love a little, a house in the country surrounded by no one. Except for myself, sat there just eating at the window, just looking at rabbits and things running by. And, all that kind of like a nice little garden and pottering about. Yeah, pottering about. That's it's sad, isn't it, when it gets to a stage like that. Now, I had the flood at the house. Bam, bam, bam. And I was very lucky because I was awake. If I hadn't been awake, when I saw the insurance guy this morning, he said your ceiling basically would have collapsed and everything would have been ruined because I've got an open staircase, everything underneath that would have been ruined, the floor would have been ruined. I just can't even think that. I mean, I'm thinking you have to look on the positive of how lucky I was. But there has been damage, quite a bit of damage done to the house. Although it's not visible except for the archway, there is quite a lot of work that needs to be done, taking up floors, painting, a bit of building work, quite a lot. Upstairs and downstairs where the waters where it flooded and went through the ceiling, not literally through the ceiling, but it's kind of so there's quite a lot of work to do. So I thought he'd just say, oh no, we'll come in and we can see it's bubbling there and what we'll do is paint it. And he was going, no, we've got to take that off, we've got to take the floor up upstairs, got to redo the landing, blah blah. And I was just, then we've got to paint this room, we've got to paint that bit. And I was like, oh. And then I thought, I don't know, because the paint, I mean, I painted my front room probably about 2 or 3 years ago. And I'm not really that keen on the colour, but one wall I've done is like a dark blue in the dining room, dark blue. He said, we can't paint that one. He said, because it's a different colour. He said, but the rest, I don't understand that, but the rest they do the ceiling and the walls. But I've got to find the colour that I used. I think I had a special colour mixed up. So I'm like, oh no. So I'll just have to say, look, I'll go and pick out some paint. And because then I can repaint everything else, because I'm going to have some really nice clean walls all painted against the stuff that's not been painted. So I'm going to have to redo the front room. I might be able to ask the builder if he's there, if I could say, would you be able to do that? And I'll sort you out separately, do that. Oh, it's all going through my mind this morning. But I didn't realise, when you get water damage in the house and it goes through how much it does. So it's like, putting up tiles in the bathroom, it's got a bathroom floor, the landing, the walls, the archway. I'm like, And then I told him my life story, obviously, because I said, oh, will you be here doing the building? He's an assessor. Of course he's not. I was just making small talk a bit. No, you don't want me doing that. He said, I came. I was like going, oh, my God. And then I just started saying, oh, my God, at the beginning of the year, I had to have a new boiler put in. That cost me £3,000. And I said, and then I was left in the car for 20 hours because the recovery people mucked up. And it was one of the worst cases of, not doing their job properly that's ever happened. I said, it took me 20 hours to get home and get picked up. And it was always going on to my life story. And then I said, then I've had the plumbing. I said, then I've had this happen. And he was trying to get out the door. He was trying to leave. With me going, like, telling him my life story. But, got to look at it on the bright side. It was lucky that I was there. And let's play a little bit of The Cause. I like The Cause. Question, question. Next is Mayor Camera and Cellarette with LA Dreams. Is Maya Camera. I love it. You can check her out online. She's normally tagged in on the post as well. That's Cellarette with LA Dreams. Got a really good, lovely, like 80s kind of feel. There's a bit of a trend at the moment on TikTok to get your parents to show you how they used to dance in the 80s. And there's some fantastic dancing. It's a bit more, a lot of the people who are doing it, a bit more like electronica kind of dancing, you know, from listening to things like Soft Cell and that kind of, you know. Yeah. Oh, we're talking about very nice people. Yeah, Jacob and Hans, lovely people. Yeah, Martin, you're right, lovely. Yeah, we like the nice people. Yeah. I haven't got time for... You just don't have time, do you, to deal with rotters. Rotters.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
I'm on one today. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. First off, roadworks. Now, we've got temporary traffic lights on Long Ridings Avenue, at Woodlands Avenue, also on Byron Road, around Kingsley Road as well. Wilson's Corner not looking too bad, and it's a little bit busy coming onto Brook Street roundabout from the old McDonald's Farm area down onto the roundabout at the moment. Let's have a little look. One lane closed and delays expected due to construction. Well, you know this construction around Brook Street roundabout. Lane 1 of 4 is closed. Basically, it's not running too bad. Heading down from the M25 all the way down to Lakeside is clear. And if you're heading on the A12, again, pretty clear into Chelmsford. Just got those roadworks ongoing while they repair the roads between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions. Interview Teresa Brazzard, didn't I, last year from Dollar, and here she is with Who Were You With in the Moonlight. Really good interview, so interesting, talking about Top of the Pops and back in the 80s, and it's a really good interview actually. She's very interested, very interesting and interested, yeah, both.
FM. EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That is Shed 7 with a talk of the town.
I could say one thing and you would say three, just to be different naturally.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and
profit. Now it's going to be a lovely weekend. So what about going to a lawn sale on Saturday morning between 10 and 2? It's at the front of St. Edmunds Mary's Parish Church on High Street in Gatestone. And they'll have plants, toys, books, including those for children, cakes, bits and bobs, and refreshments, including freshly cooked bacon butties. And you could also go along to the plant sale and coffee morning at Billericay Reading Rooms. That's on the High Street, Billericay, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society, and that's between 8:30 and 12:30 p.m. with free entry.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Good morning. Now, I've asked the question, I don't want to shout there. I've asked a question today about question of the day. Nothing like an old-fashioned party food, okay? Nothing like old-fashioned party food. So what was your favourite on the buffet table as a kid that you don't see much of anymore? Pineapple pig! Who remembers that? Nobody. Everyone's going, I don't know what you're talking about, Michelle. But there was something called a pineapple pig, which my sister used to put together. And what you do is you would make the pineapple pig, which was cheese with pineapple on a cocktail stick, put it onto a jacket potato or potato that you covered with foil, and you'd make it look like a little, like a hedgehog. It was a hedgehog, wasn't it? A pig. Hedgehog. And that was the idea. But what you would do is you would eat one and then put one and then stick one in, and it would, you'd kind of be eating pineapple and cheese. And for some reason, we don't have that very often now, do we, pineapple and cheese? But it's actually really nice. You get tinned pineapple, nice bit of strong cheddar, not too strong because it's, otherwise it's too crumbly, and then you stick it on a cocktail stick and you'd stick it in the potato that was covered in foil and make it look like a hedgehog. Sometimes you're being, over the top, you have a massive potato, or maybe two potatoes together. Yeah. That would look a bit obscene, though, if you did two hedgehogs like that. But you know what I mean, you know. That's what you used to do. And it's making me salivate even thinking about it. It sounds awful. I know it does. It doesn't sound particularly nice. But they're telling you, it was really nice. They don't have that. Now they've got samosas and chicken and wings and all sorts of things. Never had that back in my day. You had a couple of, like, curly cheese sandwiches, and you'd be proud. And sometimes, even, depending where you went for a family party, there could be things like jelly deals. I did a gig once. The buffet table was underneath the stage, and they had shellfish, jelly deals. We're all standing on stage going, doesn't smell too nice.
Well, I know you heard so many people say I got a different boy in every town, but there must be somebody telling lies, spreading rumors all around.
Feel for me, baby.
Beverly Knight. What a vocalist. There's some videos of her just sort of singing live in the dressing room. She is incredible. I'd love to interview her. She's just got that voice. You know, just say to her, sing something. Just sing it now, and it would be note perfect. She's an amazing singer. Just came up to 10:51. Let's play some more music. What shall I look at? I'm very chatty today. Very chatty. I think I'm going to play something a little bit retro. Here's a little bit of Billy Joel.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Try to be a straight student. If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
I've been known to miss a red flag. I've been known to put my lover on a pedestal. In the end, those things just don't last. And it's time I take my rose-colored glasses off.
Fool. boy sitting in the corner doesn't know what he wants to be. Little boy in the corner hoping he might see a way to get home. Little boy sitting on the platform doesn't know where he's going to go. Little boy on the platform waiting patiently. Little boy is me. Can you see the lights? Can you see them shine? Can you hear the music playing so far? Sitting in the corner doesn't know what he wants to be. Little boy in the corner waiting patient.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.